The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Good morning, friends. Greetings and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I'm your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your vitality and health and well-being, and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That's why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 29 years of practicing pharmacy, I've seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds. Recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing system. It's a regenerating system. It's a renewing system designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while some folks may call that a miracle, it really is just the way the body works. If you have questions about health or nutrition or prescription drugs, we welcome your calls on The Bright Side. Our number is 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. We do have a guest in our third segment at the bottom of the hour, Christopher McDougall, who's the author of a really neat book called Natural Born Heroes, which is all about strength, endurance, heroism, doubt, health, diet. He's got a really interesting take on what it means to be a hero, and it applies to how we live our lives, and it's super cool. Super cool stuff. It's called Natural Born Heroes. Chris also wrote another book called Born to Run, which is now being made into a movie. We'll be talking to Christopher at the bottom of the hour. So we'll get your calls here in our second segment, 844-236-6010. If you have questions about the longevity products or formulations, ingredients, if you have a success story you'd like to share, or if you just want to contribute to our conversation, 844-236-6010. Of course, if you want to purchase any of the longevity products you hear advertised on the program, you can head over to brightsideben.com, criticalhealthnews.com, or pharmacistben.com and purchase products right off the website. You can also sign up to join the Bright Side Ben team right off the website as well. You can also call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470. And if you want to purchase any of our Truth Skin Health products, including our Retinol 5% gel, if you're dealing with hyperpigmentation, dark spots, or accelerated aging of your skin, or you want to prevent, it's always best to prevent aging of the skin, it's always best to prevent any kind of health breakdown. When it comes to skin health, retinol is one of the best ways you can prevent aging of the skin. Even if you don't have it already, prevent it. If you have it, retinol is one of the few ingredients, along with vitamin C, it's the only ingredient that actually can reverse the signs of aging. And, of course, if you're dealing with acne, retinol is one of the all-time great strategies for dealing with acne, acne-prone skin, topical strategies for dealing with acne-prone skin. And when you use our retinol 5% gel, you also get a big dose of premium fat-soluble vitamin C. Never any preservatives, fragrances, filler, wax, oil, silicone, water, nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want. It's just the truth. TruthTreatments.com, TruthTreatments.com. Okay, so we're talking progesterone, another one of those protecting hormones, steroid hormones that come from cholesterol, or more accurately, are versions of cholesterol. I hope I'm making that point, that these things, progesterone, pregnenolone, we'll be talking about DHEA later, these are really versions of cholesterol. They're not, you know, if you listen to the mainstream, you listen to, if you're a scientist or a researcher, or if you're reading up on health, you'll hear, oh, these hormones are all derived from cholesterol or produced from cholesterol. It doesn't really hit home. It, you know, produced from cholesterol, that's just sort of some machinery that's involved there. No, they are cholesterol. There's no machinery. They're just a little tweak. That makes cholesterol really, really important. Probably the most, at least one of the most, I would say the most important chemicals in the body. Pregnenolone is cholesterol, progesterone is cholesterol. They're well-being hormones, they're protection hormones. They especially, by the way, progesterone, especially, and pregnenolone, especially protect the body from estrogen. Progesterone balances out estrogen, and anyone on hormone replacement therapy should be using progesterone, but not the kind of progesterone you get from the doctor or from the pharmacy. Although nowadays you can get real progesterone. It used to be you'd have to use something called progestins, which are drug versions of progesterone. Progestins. And when I was in practicing pharmacy, and until very recently, doctors just assumed progestins were progesterone. What you're hearing today about progesterone really only became known maybe 15 years ago. 15 or 20 years ago, a guy named Dr. John Lee wrote a book called What Your Doctor Doesn't Tell You, What Your Doctor May Not Tell You About Menopause. And John Lee, he got going in the late 80s and 1990s. And he really was I'd say he was the first guy to really popularize progesterone and really get it in the public's mind that progesterone is really, really important stuff. That's where I learned about the importance of progesterone. They didn't teach us in pharmacy school about progesterone. They taught us about estrogen. But then when I graduated pharmacy school in the late 80s, I started reading Dr. Lee. He's since passed away, but his book is a classic, What Your Doctor May Not Tell You About Menopause. Read it if you're a menopausal or perimenopausal woman, or even if you're not, and you assume eventually will be. It's also got lots of good information about premenstrual syndrome and menstrual problems, I guess you'd say, endometriosis. Anyway, Dr. Lee was the first guy to really make this thing popular. Progesterone. So anyway, progesterone derived from cholesterol, but really it's actually derived from pregnenolone. It goes cholesterol, pregnenolone, progesterone, which means you can use pregnenolone to make progesterone. And because progesterone is turned into everything else, you can use progesterone to make everything else. You can use progesterone to make testosterone and estrogen. You can use progesterone cream and upregulate your ability to make testosterone and estrogen. It's a control point for the production of these other hormones. These other hormones are toxic. As you go down further away from cholesterol and from pregnenolone and from progesterone, you get into some toxic stuff. Testosterone is toxic. Have you guys seen the commercials or the class action lawsuits, commercials for class action lawsuits for testosterone? If you've taken testosterone or if you've used testosterone and you got a heart attack, you may be entitled to some money. Well, that's because testosterone is toxic stuff. Now, it's important, obviously. Likewise, estrogen, they're important, but they're toxic. So the best way to stimulate your production of these things is to help give the body what it needs so the body can do it. The body isn't going to make excessive amounts, but when we take it as a drug, we bypass the body's safety mechanisms. Using progesterone to increase your estrogen and testosterone allows the body to make what it needs. And also, conversely, the less progesterone we're making as we get older, the less of these other hormones we're going to be making. So using progesterone not only gives you this little safety valve, your body isn't going to make too much, but if you're getting older, it's a great way to stimulate your own testosterone and estrogen above and beyond the wonderful benefits that you're going to get from progesterone. These are the advantages to using parent compounds. When you want to go downstream, when you want to increase the amount of chemistry that's downstream, use a parent compound. Cholesterol, pregnenolone, progesterone, these are parent compounds. We talked about how pregnenolone is protective for the brain. It's probably, it's one of the brain's most neuroprotective compounds. Well, progesterone is also neuroprotective. It also plays a very important role in brain health and in mental health. It's involved with coping. It's involved with stress, or stress management, I should say. It can have anti-seizure effects like pregnenolone. Pregnenolone is the best anti-seizure, best or most important of the anti-seizure steroid hormones. But progesterone also has anti-seizure effects. It's important for heart health. It's important for circulatory health. It's important for bone health. Unlike estrogen, by the way, which decreases the breakdown of bone, progesterone actually turns on the production of bone. How cool is that? All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben, 844-236-6010. We're coming back with more good health information on the Bright Side right after this.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hi everyone, I'm Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side, the good news about nutrition and health. The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors, and it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of the biological system called the human body. And if you like The Bright Side, you're going to love my new website, brightsideben.com. You'll find articles and links. You'll be able to access archives, and we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And of course, you can purchase the Longevity Nutritional Supplements and even sign up to join my Longevity team and make an impact, make a difference, and maybe make some money too. Check out brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com, or call 866-735-2470 for more information.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to RichMoneyRich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to RichMoneyRich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to RichMoneyRich.com. That's RichMoneyRich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit-selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-9582. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times. But I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-9582. 1-800-959-9582.
Bad news, Americans. You're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When the big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, oversalted survival food you now see everywhere. There are three vital things that your survival food is missing, and it's the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll get your calls here in this segment. We have a guest coming up at the bottom of the hour. Christopher McDougall is the author of a book called Natural Born Heroes, Mastering the Lost Secrets of Strength and Endurance, and he's got some really interesting things to say about heroism and everyday life and health and how the body really works. You know, our ideas on strength, our ideas on what it means to be strong, is really kind of, you know, it flies in the face of how the body works, really. You know, bodybuilders and weightlifters and Arnold Schwarzenegger types, the big muscle types, that's not necessarily associated with strength. Although, I shouldn't say it is associated with strength, but it's not necessarily associated with health. Health is more about flexibility. Health and effectiveness, actually working with your body, is much more about stretching. It's much more about the rubbery part of the body, where the stuff is called fascia. You know, if you look inside a baseball, you dig inside a baseball, you'll see a little super ball. I remember when I was a kid, I used to be fascinated with taking apart baseballs. After you use them for a long time, the baseball would tear up and you couldn't use it anymore, so we would just rip it apart. And inside, there was always this rubbery stuff. Well, it turns out that rubbery stuff is what gives a baseball its bounce, its spring. It's what allows you to hit a baseball, and it travels 400 feet. Golf ball's the same way. It's all about explosive power, not necessarily raw power. Anyway, this is what, these are the kinds of things we'll be talking about at the bottom of the hour with Christopher McDougall, author of Natural Born Heroes. If you're interested in checking out our Truth Skin Health products, please go to truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. And if you're interested in purchasing any of the Ingevity products, you can go to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. 844-236-6010 is our number. Let's take our first phone call and go to David in Pennsylvania. What's going on, David?
Hey, Brightside Ben. This is awesome to talk to you. First time caller.
Oh, good.
And I've been listening to you for about a year and a half.
Nice.
And love the Ingevity product. It's really just been awesome to introduce my family to them.
Good deal.
Probiotics and BCC.
Did you know about any of this stuff at all beforehand?
No, I didn't. So
not necessarily the Ingevity products, but nutritional supplementation and all of these strategies that we talk about.
No, it's just been pretty new to us in the past 2 years. Consciously, I've tried to make good decisions eating, but just never gotten it realized. The GMO, the glyphosate, the Roundup, all that stuff. So just,
interesting. All right.
A great awakening.
Are you in the middle of Pennsylvania in the farm country there by any chance?
Lancaster County, which is mainly themed Amish.
Yeah, that's the Amish part. I'm from out there in that kind of general vicinity. That's beautiful country, by the way. Yeah,
yes,
beautiful country.
My question or my concern, my uncle is diagnosed with stage 4 lung cancer.
So
it's not looking very well for him, but I would like to see what some of the best recommendations.
Intravenous nutrition.
Help them. Okay.
Intravenous nutrition and hyperbaric oxygen. Those are the two probably things that come to mind right away. You know what I mean by hyperbaric oxygen? You get an oxygen chamber and you pump oxygen into the body.
Okay.
Most hospitals, or a lot of hospitals, will have a hyperbaric oxygen chamber. They use them for emphysema and things, but it'll also help for all cancer. I'd be doing hyperbaric oxygen and intravenous nutrition, particularly something called glutathione. Have you heard of that?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, glutathione, vitamin C, and don't let anybody tell you vitamin C doesn't work. It does. At least the literature is very positive on it. Vitamin C for cancer. Selenium, the B complex. Of course, staying off of sugar and making sure he's on a supplement program is also, you know, is also good too. Here's the thing with lung cancer. Even if you're not going to the cure, you're not going to cure it at stage 4, you can make him feel better.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You can mitigate or minimize the misery of it. So things, all these strategies, I'm not telling you necessarily you're going to cure cancer with it, but you'll make his life better. You know what I'm saying? You'll make him stronger. And you may, you know, the odds of improving the condition are much greater than if you don't do these things.
That's what I'm trying to do, because they want to, you know, start chemo. They didn't talk about radiation, but I'm trying to help them.
So he just got diagnosed? Did he just get diagnosed with stage 4 cancer all of a sudden, kind of thing?
Yeah, well, he has Lyme's. He was real sick about 3 months ago, and they said he had Lyme's disease. And then started giving him some strong antibiotics to deal with that. And then fast forward about 2 months, they found a mass in his chest. And then about 2 weeks ago, doing biopsy and everything, he had fluid around the heart. So he was in the hospital for about 8 days. Draining that fluid about a gallon and a half away from his heart. And then I was able to diagnose him with.
He's breaking down significantly, David. How old is he?
He's in his mid-60s.
Okay. Hard life?
67.
Did he live a hard life?
He has.
Yeah, it sounds like the body's giving up. Look, if he wants to turn it around, he can start the process. I don't know how far along he is, but he can start the process with what I'm saying. A good nutritional supplement program on top of that, caloric restriction, fasting, all of that. Now, if he, you know, not everybody wants to turn it around, but if he wants to start to turn it around, he can. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you so much for your call, man. Thanks for the kind words, too. Appreciate it. All right, another David in Connecticut. What's going on, man? Welcome to the Bright Side.
Hello?
David in Connecticut. What's up?
Yes, how are you? Thank you for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Sure.
My question is about methylation.
Yes.
I had just been diagnosed with the MTH.
I was hoping somebody would call in about that, because I've been meaning to talk about it. Yeah, I've been meaning to talk about it.
I'm heterozygous.
Here's the thing, David. Let me just explain this. Okay. Methylation defects, which is basically what you're talking about, occur on a continuum. It's not like you have it or you don't have it. People have it to different degrees. Follow me?
Gotcha.
Now, okay. So just because you have a methylation issue doesn't mean you got a huge, tremendous health problem here. But you got to help your body methylate. Methylation is a chemical reaction that occurs, and it's super fascinating. I don't want to get into too much biochemistry, but it's super duper fascinating. It involves genetics. It involves how we detoxify things like homocysteine, which you may have heard of, which is involved in lots of diseases. So here's the thing. Help your body methylate. That's what you want to do. Veggies are the best way. But there's also things like SAMe that can do it, help your body methylate. The B complex can help your body methylate. There's something called betaine, which you'll find in the ultimate enzymes from longevity that will help the body methylate. Support methylation. It's not like it's some kind of tragic thing. I got an MTHFR deficiency, and I hear it all the time. Just support your methylation. Supporting methylation is part of being healthy and being strong. And so that means getting on a nutritional supplement program. It means moving your lymph and blood, for that matter. It means making sure you're digesting your food correctly to release methyls from food. I mean, there's all kinds of strategies. Don't look at it like I've got a problem. Look at it like I just got to do all the things that I have to do to be healthy that we talk about on the Bright Side all the time. You follow me? Now,
gotcha.
I should also tell you, I'm suspicious of these genetic tests, these new genetic tests they have out there. I don't know how effective they are, how accurate they are. Do you?
Not at all.
That's what I'm saying. They make a lot of money, I'll tell you that. They make a ton of money on them, but I don't know how effective they are. I don't know if they're making it up even. All right, hey, David, that's the music, man. If you want to call back tomorrow, I'll be glad to talk about it. But did that make sense how I explained that? Use methylation agents and good health. Okay, good. All right, take care, man. All right, we will be talking to Christopher McDougall on our for the next two segments, author of the book Natural Born Heroes. Got some really interesting things to say about heroism and good health. We'll talk about that when we come back from our break. You're listening to The Bright Side.
Bad news, Americans. You're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When the big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, over-salted survival food you now see everywhere. There are three vital things that your survival food is missing, and it's the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first ever U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a select quote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-900-0684.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs with no hassle. Never have to clean your machine by hand again. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-900-0684. That's 1-800-900-0684.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the bright side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central Time, and 24/7 on our archive pages at brightsideben.com. Also, pharmacistben.com and criticalhealthnews.com, where you can purchase the longevity products. And if you want to purchase any of our Truth Skin Health products, please head to truthtreatments.com and check out our Retinol 5% gel. Okay, so I am very excited to introduce our next guest. He's the author of a super cool book. It's been a bestseller, for a while, actually, called Natural Born Heroes. And he talks about health, and he talks about heroism, and he talks about what it means to be really strong in a very interesting and unusual way that kind of bursts a lot of our mythological bubbles that we have about what it means to be a hero, what it means to be powerful, and what it means to take care of ourselves. And we're going to talk about that for the next half hour or so. Please welcome to the bright side, Christopher McDougall. What's up, Chris? Good morning.
Hey, thanks. Good to be here.
Thank you so much for joining us. So, let's cut right to the chase. Well, let's cut right to the chase here. What does it mean to be a hero? We have this idea heroism.
It was a chase, right?
What's that?
It actually was a chase.
It actually was. Oh, yeah. If you could tell, there's a really cool story that you tell about runners and heroes, about running and heroes. I love that story. If you could tell us a little bit about your take on heroism, and if you could weave in that super cool story about Psychedopolis. Psychedopolis, is that how you say his name? The clown. The clown. Yeah, if you could weave that in, that is a really, really cool story. Tell us about this whole take, this very interesting take that you have on heroism in terms of that story.
Well, you know, the clown was a starting point for me. I came across this tale about a guy called the Cretan Runner. And I was like, that's kind of curious. Wait, what's a Cretan Runner? And it turns out this was a message runner during World War II. He was a shepherd that would run messages back and forth across the Greek mountains between these hidden resistance bands. Because, you know, they didn't have radios. There's no way to communicate. So if you wanted to attack the Germans at dawn, you'd have one group write a little message to the other group, and this guy would run the message, and they would say, okay, all right, see you tomorrow at dawn. And, he'd run
and he wasn't
again.
Running on a trail, like a running path or anything, right?
Yeah, that's the thing about it. So for starters, the distances between these groups were huge. Sometimes it'd be 50 miles apart. And secondly, if he's captured, he's dead immediately. If he gets spotted by the Germans, they're going to put a bullet in his head on the spot, no question to ask. So you can't be jogging down the nice groomed trail. You are skulking your way through the thickest part of the woods. So I took a pause for a second. I thought, well, hold on a second. How is this even physically possible? You take a trained Olympic athlete and say, run 50 miles through the woods in the dark, deliver a message, eat some boiled hay because there was no food around.
He subsisted on boiled hay.
At one point, that's what George Sikandakis did. There was no food, so he took some hay, and he boiled it seven times to remove the toxin, and then he drank the water, which essentially is the equivalent of, like, McDonald's coffee. There's nothing in there. It's just brown water. And this guy was able to go 100 miles on a diet of brown water. So that was my starting point. I thought, hang on a second. Either this guy is like Wolverine from the X-Men, or he's just an average person, and he learned something that the rest of us can learn. And that became my starting point for understanding what a hero really is.
That is super cool. So what, you know, I think of a hero, I think of, you know, Iron Man, right? Or Captain America. That's what I think of. Or Superman. You know, the comic, the stylized caricature of a hero. But we can all be heroes in a way. I mean, heroism is kind of mundane, sort of, right?
It's exactly right. That was the Greek notion. You know, the Greeks, you read all these stories of the ancient Greeks, you know, with the heroes and the gods and the dragons and things like that. And you think, man, they were pretty crazy people. But actually, the Greeks were extremely pragmatic. They were all about problem solving. Mm-hmm. And the Greeks had this notion of, like, look, why trust to luck that in a crisis the right person is going to show up? Why not train every person to be a hero?
Oh, wow.
So that in a crisis, you know the right person is there because every person is the right person.
That's wonderful.
So how do you do this? Well, you basically look at the average human and say, okay, what's the lowest common denominator of all the skills that we mutually share? You know, what can we all do? Take those skills and just refine them a little bit and teach everybody how to do things. So here's a perfect example. So are you familiar at all with parkour? You ever seen parkour?
No.
So parkour, you might have seen it in movies and videos. It's urban gymnastics. It's guys who can, like, leap over fences and do backflips off of walls and things.
Oh, wow.
It's turned into a performance art, but what parkour really is finding the most efficient way to move across the landscape, how to vault over a fence, how to
like
crawl underneath the log.
Like a
cat.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Like a cat. Now, you can learn this. You can learn it really quickly. It doesn't take strength. It doesn't take special skill. It just takes a little bit of practice and training. So there's a thing called the Cretan bounce. Like George Sikandakis was famous. When he would run up a mountain, it looked like he was running down because he was so bouncy and elastic. So these are the arts of the hero.
I wonder if that's why we're so fascinated with cats and with felines. Like you look at a cat, it's like the most amazing, beautiful thing, the most amazingly beautiful movement. And we all have, like, this innate fascination with that.
Yeah, I was watching my cat. We got a cat, Mr. Wiggles. And we have a fence, and the fence is about 3 foot high. And I watched Wiggles, at one point, just spring straight up in the air, clear this 3-foot fence, and land on the other side. I'm like, my God, how do you do that? But you
fascia.
Read the lies because
fascia.
He used his natural elastic recoil.
Yeah, I was before you came on, I was talking about how when I was a kid, I used to unwrap baseballs, and I was always amazed by the Super Bowl that was inside a baseball, right? That's really what gives it its bounce. So it's not, we have this idea of strength as being like lifting weights, but there's a certain resilience that actually is a metaphor for psychological resilience, don't you think? That is really about being strong.
And even the exact example you gave, you know, the human leg is very similar to that Super Bowl. It's very similar to that that golf ball that's wrapped up with all that springy elastic tendon. So, you know, you watch a lot of people run, and they take these big, giant strides. They believe they're supposed to take long strides. But actually, if you take short, bouncy strides, you actually use that elastic recoil that's already super packed inside your legs.
Now, you run barefoot, right?
Yeah, and for exactly that reason. If you have a big, blushy, cushiony shoe underfoot, your body's going to sink into that cushioning, and it's not going to bounce back up. You know, it's going to land in mush and stay in the mush. But if you run barefoot, you'd be surprised how much springier you really feel.
Is that now? There's a lot of people who think that running is somehow hard on the body. Are you saying that that springiness maybe would be able to mitigate some of the supposed damage that occurs or the harshness of the running motion? If that's
true,
exactly,
That's exactly right. You know, we have this notion that running was like just invented in our lifetime. You know, the humans never ran before, but you know, humans have moved across the planet, across all kinds of very hard surfaces, in their own bare feet. You know, running shoes are a relatively new invention, just since the 1980s. So, the idea is that you know your legs are actually very well suited for that activity, and it's actually the shoe which is causing the heaviness and the slowness.
Huh.
Get rid of that shoe, and you'll see a real remarkable difference.
Well, full disclosure here, I hate to run. Absolutely despise it. But I do it on a treadmill. So are there ways that I can sort of mitigate the misery using some of these ideas?
Yeah, you certainly can, Ben. I think you've already mentioned it right there. You know, the treadmill is part of the problem.
Okay, I had a feeling you were going to say
world, you feel a lot better.
I thought you might say that. Hey, we got to take a break, okay? We'll be right back after this. We're talking to Christopher McDougall, book Natural Born Heroes. Really fascinating, fascinating read. We'll be back with our guest right after this. You're listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're talking to Chris McDougall, author of a really cool book called Natural Born Heroes, Mastering the Lost Secrets of Strength and Endurance. Chris, so tell me about you got an interesting take on heroism and health. Make it an interesting connection between the two. And tell us, how can we use heroism to get healthy if we're not healthy?
I think that's one of the things we tend to forget about in our lives. We sort of separate our lives between our work and our play, our physical side and our mental side. And most of our lives are taken up by the mental side. And we forget that we're actually physical animals that have evolved to respond to emergencies in lots of different ways. You know, humans are amazingly adaptable compared to other species. We can climb and run and swim and lift things and throw things. Yet most of us never do any of these things. We forget how good we are at throwing and climbing. So, and the problem then is a crisis comes along, and it might be a very simple thing, but we don't know how to respond. So there's a guy named Georges Hébert. He was a French naval officer, and he was based off the island of Martinique on a troop ship when the volcano in the center of Martinique began to explode in the early 1900s. So he jumped into a rescue boat and went there to try and save people, and he was horrified as he watched thousands of people dying only because they couldn't do these very simple, basic movements and things that may sound simple, but if we had to do them ourselves today, we may not be able to. Like, people couldn't climb a small rope, you know, a 10-foot rope. They couldn't climb up that rope to get on the boat, or they couldn't pick up a child and carry that child. The child wasn't heavy, but they weren't used to lifting that kind of a weight, or they couldn't jump across a little bit of an obstacle.
So it's not what something they
realized is that, you know, humans have lost the ability to respond naturally. And the only way to get that back, the only way to become that natural hero, is to retrain that body.
So we have all these things built into us. It's not like it's not like something that we have to be great at. If we have cancer, or we're dealing with arthritis or an autoimmune disease, the heroism that it takes to deal with those kinds of health crises are built into all of us.
You know, and the thing about it, you want proof of this? Go outside sometime and watch a bunch of five-year-olds. And that was Georges Hébert. When Georges Hébert wanted to learn how to retrain humans to be natural animals again, he realized the best teachers of all are about 4 years old. If you watch kids at play, you know, what are they doing? Everything you're telling them to stop doing is exactly what they should be doing. They're climbing on stuff. They're jumping on stuff. They're kicking their brothers. They're crawling and getting dirty. They are practicing the natural movements of survival. And where does this take you then down the line? You're dealing with, again, arthritis or a much more crippling or debilitating ailment. If your body has been trained to be adaptable and to respond to movement, I mean, the movement, again, it's one of the greatest medicines we have. And if you can still force yourself to move your body and enjoy it, then you're going to be better prepared for those crises as they arrive.
What about somebody who's elderly or maybe not elderly, middle-aged, but hasn't done it for decades? Can they start? How would somebody like that start?
Well, I'm going to bring you back to your talk, too, about how you hated running and you hated running on the treadmill.
Yeah.
I have a good friend named Barefoot Ted, and you might remember Barefoot Ted from The Adventures of Born to Run, my previous book. Barefoot Ted is a wacky guy that I usually make fun of and then 5 months later find out that I'm doing exactly what he said. So one time I was out running with Barefoot Ted. He's in a 100-mile race, and I joined him for the last 15 miles. Everybody else is miserable. Their feet hurt. They're tired. They're sore. Ted is having a blast. It's like this whole thing was a big surprise party just for him. And I was like, Ted, dude, how on earth are you having fun? And he goes, you know, the problem is most people spend their lives practicing pain. I practice pleasure. So when people go out to run, they go as fast as they can, as hard as they can until it's unpleasant, and then they don't want to do it again. But I go out, and I go for a run, and I'll pet a dog, and I'll talk to my wife, and I'll smell a flower.
Oh, wow.
He's not obsessed with getting as fast and as far as he can. He's obsessed with enjoying it, so the next day, he can't wait to start again. So let's say you're that elderly person who hasn't exercised in a long time. Don't worry about how fast you're going, how far you're going,
oh, that's great.
What your shorts look like. Just get out there and have some fun.
That is great, great advice. In other words, you don't necessarily have to get a membership at the gym. You could just, like, well, I don't know, pick cherries or something, or just, like,
yeah, you know,
take a walk.
Some gardening, man, you go outside and you move some mulch around, you get a workout.
Yeah, yeah, that's great. Oh, that's great advice. I love it. All right, we've been talking about the ketogenic diet here on this program for a while now. Are you familiar with that?
Absolutely, yeah, sure.
Okay, good. Can you tell us a little bit about how that relates to strength and heroism, for that matter?
Yeah, it's exactly what I was intrigued by. So, you know, if you're running through the mountains drinking this brown water and trying to survive, how exactly is your body getting the caloric energy it needs? And that led me to two people that I found to be really useful. One of them is Dr. Phil Moffatone, who was training Ironman triathletes back in the 1980s. And he's wondering the same thing. You know, the Ironman was a pretty new challenge. And he thought, how on earth do you get the caloric energy you need to go for 18 hours of nonstop activity? And what he realized is that most people are on a constant sugar cycle. They're constantly putting one fast-burn fuel down their throat after another. It's oatmeal followed by a muffin, followed by a sandwich, followed by spaghetti.
Eating, you know, grazing, stuff, grazing.
Yeah, you're constantly grazing. But what if you get rid of that and you use the stored body fat that's already on your body? And that led to another guy named Dr. Tim Noakes. Now, Tim Noakes is a sports scientist. He's the guy that came up with the whole notion of carbohydrate loading in the first place back in the 70s.
Wow.
He's the reason why they have these pasta dinners before marathons.
Uh-huh.
And then all of a sudden, very recently, he turned around and goes, oh, my God, I am so sorry.
Oh, wow.
I was wrong. Carbohydrates
wow.
are not the way to go.
So it's counterintuitive in a sense because nobody wants to gain weight. They don't want to gain fat, but you're saying eat fat. I mean, we've been talking about it for a while, but it kind of makes sense when you think about it. I mean, fat is the densest source of energy, right?
Right. If you don't eat fat, your body's going to store it. If your body senses a lack of saturated fat coming in through your mouth, it is going to take those high glycemic foods and say, oh, my God, we must be short on fat. We better pack some away. But if your body senses that there is plenty of natural fat coming in, then it's not going to store it. It's actually going to burn its reserves. And you're going to end up, by eating fat, you actually burn more fat.
All right. We got about a minute here, Chris, and it's been very interesting, by the way. The book's called Natural Born Heroes. Christopher McDougall is the author. You have a really neat quote in the book. Health equals heroism. Heroism equals health. As a conclusion,
if you can't respond, then you're kind of useless.
Say that again?
If you can't respond, then what good are you? And that's the thing about it. Be fit to be useful.
Ah, yes. And this is where you bring a very interesting subject that I never would have thought was associated with heroism, and that's compassion.
Yeah, because you know what? You can be the strongest, toughest guy in the world, but if you don't care about anybody, then you are just a lump of meat that's just getting in the way.
Well, so being a hero almost by definition involves somehow compassion.
That's it. The idea is be observant, care about people, and be there for them, and they will be there for you. The oldest lesson in literature, you know, about others.
That's beautiful. All right, the Holy Trinity, the hero's Holy Trinity, real quick, and then we'll wind down.
Strength, skill, and compassion. Train your body, train your brain, train your heart.
That's awesome. Mind, body, and soul. Love it. We've been talking to Christopher McDougall. Thanks so much, Chris. Appreciate it. What is your website?
It's chrismcdougall.com with two L's at the end. Find me on Facebook. Find me on Twitter. And I'm always happy to answer questions.
Oh, that's awesome. The book's Natural Born Heroes is super fascinating, real interesting. Thanks so much for coming on. Really appreciate it, Chris.
Loved it, Ben. Great conversation. Thank you.
All right, buddy. Have a great day. That was Christopher McDougall. The book is Natural Born Heroes, Mastering the Lost Secrets of Strength and Endurance. And he's got a lot of good health information in there as well. He talks about the ketogenic diet. He doesn't call it the ketogenic diet, though, but he basically talks about the ketogenic diet, the high-fat diet, talks about sugar intake, and he's got some really interesting takes on how to make the body healthy. If you're not healthy, if you are healthy, how to improve your health, and if you're not healthy, how to get healthy. The book is Natural Born Killers, and author Chris McDougall. All right. Thanks for listening, friends. We are flat out of time. If you're interested in checking out my Truth Skin Health products, please go to truthtreatments.com. Make sure you take a specially long look at our Truth Retinol Gel and our Truth Balm, as well as our Truth Serum and Truth Omega 6 Healing Cream. And, of course, if you want to join me in my mission to educate the world about the power and importance of a good nutritional supplement program. If you want to make some money selling Jevy products, some side money or some primary money, lots of folks making good money, or if you want to just get your products at the wholesale price, you can sign up to join the Brightside Ben team if you head over to criticalhealthnews.com or pharmacistben.com or brightsideben.com. You can sign up right from the website. If you just want to buy products, you can buy products right off the website as well. Of course, you're also welcome to call the Brightside Ben phone team at 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470. Tomorrow, we'll continue talking progesterone, my second favorite after pregnenolone hormone in the body, steroid hormone in the body. It's just as protecting as pregnenolone, but it's got some other really interesting features and benefits. We'll talk about that tomorrow as we continue talking hormone health, skin health, and the ketogenic diet on the Brightside. Thanks for listening, friends. Have yourselves a spectacular, beautiful, awesome, wonderful day. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll talk to you all later. Bye for now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
When I was 15 and a half years of age, I had two large mercury fillings put into my teeth. I got very sick that day, and over time, the mercury exposure damaged my body. My sunny disposition turned to depression and low energy. Many years later, I understood what had happened, and in 1991, I replaced these mercury fillings with white composite. In 1997, I learned that the homeopathic mercury detox I did years earlier did not remove the mercury from my body. I began an effective means of removing mercury from my body. My digestion and elimination returned to normal, and I began to have my life back. From 1999 to 2005, I tested the level of mercury in my body, and each test showed my mercury burden was high. After 5 years on One World Way, I recently did another mercury test. The results showed my body is free of mercury and virtually all toxic metals. One World Way is very powerful for detoxification support. It has helped many, and it may help you. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.